It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
A pastry chef in New York City encouraged New York Times readers to make an ice cream sandwich with store-bought white bread and Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia ice cream for breakfast. A typical Sicilian breakfast is gelato on a brioche roll, he explained. My husband would have thought this a splendid suggestion. Ice cream was his favorite food. Even in our poorest years on a school teacher's salary, he always found enough coins to buy an ice cream cone. And by the time we had three little boys to feed, one of the things we did every Saturday after going to three grocery stores to take advantage of their advertised specials was to go to the milk and ice cream store, where, when you bought 10 quarts of milk, you got one free. Then the five of us would climb upon the stools fronting the long counter and each pick our favorite flavor of ice cream from the 37 or so flavors available. Then we'd sit in companionable pleasure and eat. My husband, always the most adventurous, picked vivid colors, purple, green, bright orange, while the rest of us pretty much stuck with chocolate. Gelato is the Italian word for ice cream. It has less fat in the base and less air churned into it during the freezing process. That's why it tastes more dense than our ice cream. It is. Ice cream has never been my favorite dessert, even though I have happy memories of growing up with community ice cream socials in the basements of the two churches in town, with huge wooden freezers hand-cranked until vanilla and pineapple sherbet was exactly the right consistency to dish out to a long line patiently waiting. But strolling along a cobblestone path by Lake Maggiore in Italy in one September, licking a chocolate gelato cone bought from a shop window was one of the happiest memories of the trip. And if you are savoring a chocolate gelato cone, strolling is the only appropriate speed. The one dip cone costs 2.5 euros, $3.20 in U.S. dollars, but it was worth it. Here's the New York City chef's instructions for breakfast ice cream sandwich. Butter the white bread, crisp it in a pan, coat with the cherry ice cream, and smush it all together. Right there, the word smush had me. Smush, I like. Then finish it with olive oil because, the chef advises, olive oil is the best sauce. Personally, I would stop at smush because olive oil over ice cream sounds a little, well, I'm just not that cosmopolitan, I guess. I don't know how this would go over in Oklahoma, where breakfast eaters are partial to bacon, eggs, biscuits, and gravy. But I think my husband would have been enthusiastic about an ice cream sandwich. Maybe hold the olive oil. Maybe after the bacon, eggs, biscuits, and gravy. I'm surprised he never thought of it himself.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.